song selection from Mitzi McDonald. So just relax, enjoy yourselves, and enjoy. Give me some quiet time to be in this moment. This evening. I'm Vernetta Holmes. For anybody, is there anybody in here that doesn't know me? I'll be surprised. Oh, there's one. I'm Vernetta Holmes, spiritual leader here at Unity Church of Light. And we just want to welcome you. We've been so excited anticipating this day. And you know, our motto here is we joyfully celebrate each opportunity to bless and be blessed. And that's what we're all here for. We're here to be a blessing. And guess what? We get in return we get blessed. So we're really, really thrilled that you're here. We have the St. Louis South Singers. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing you. I've heard you. I don't know how many in here have heard them before. Okay, they're wonderful. We're going to hear them tonight. And we have all of you. Do we have all the churches represented? Let's see. Unity St. Louis South. Okay, that's it. Old ship. The ship is over this way. And then First Unity. Okay, yay. Yay. And then did Collinsville Unity. Ah, woohoo. Okay, cool. And then we have Reverend Karen here, and both the two Reverend Karens are sitting together, so that's a treat. And Reverend Jan Morney. Did I miss a church? Unity Church of Light?
Unity Church of Light.
I'm sorry, where are you from?
Unity of Edwards, Colorado.
Wow! Or something. Bless you. Thank you for choosing to come and worship with us tonight. Let's take a moment and let's bring ourselves into this service. And by the way, I just want to mention, in case I don't at the end, there's an abundance of refreshments downstairs, so please join us after service. And fellowship, that's the best part of it. We're one big happy family and we love the fellowship, so join us if you can. Now take a deep breath. We bring ourselves into this moment with opening prayer. The psalmist said, enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, and that's what we're doing here when we turn within. We're entering into that deep spot where we touch the hem of the garment, where we know the one presence and the one power that is within us. And Holy Spirit, we're so grateful tonight. We're grateful for being able to come here under this roof. We're grateful for the gift of family and friends. We're grateful for each of our churches promoting the truth as taught by Jesus Christ. And most of all, we're grateful for one another, to support one another, to uplift one another, to know that we are one. So we celebrate this evening. We celebrate coming together. We celebrate this day that the world calls Thanksgiving. But we know Thanksgiving is every day, every moment, when we acknowledge you, dear Spirit. So for this, for the technology that's going to help us present what we have to say, for the words that will be spoken, for the music that we will hear, we say thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. We're going to begin our program, and as you can see by your program, we're just going to keep moving one after another. The speakers are going to come up when it's their turn, and the musicians are going to come up when it's their turn. So we're going to open and begin with a music selection. God's Wonderful People.
Yes, by the Unity South Singers, and you all are welcome to join in on the choruses, because this truly is a song about being together and enjoying every moment of that. Yes.
had to bring my phone because we're timed. And I tend to talk. Anybody who knows me, I talk really long. So I got my, doesn't mean I'm going to follow it, but I've got my little prompt here. Anyway, oh my gosh, that was so awesome. What a great way to start us out. And oh, what a thrill. Okay. Well, I love Thanksgiving. And not the reason most of you like it. You like all the food and the pumpkin pie. And that's not my favorite part. My favorite part is about being thankful. And I have now instituted being thankful every single day. Vernette said that earlier. It's not just one day. It's every day. And there's something about, my life has changed. Because when I was younger, see, there's some advantage of age. When I was younger, I was taught kind of to look for what was wrong with me, with you, with the world. And some people are still really caught up in that. And that just causes misery and suffering. So I've learned there is a medicine or a cure for that. And that's just to look for God and good in every person, every situation, every second of every day. Because if I'm looking for good in you, guess what? I'm going to find it. But if I'm looking for what I don't like about you, what's wrong, I'm going to find more of that. I don't mean to pick on you, but I didn't want to scare anybody. I was afraid I might scare him. Anyway, so it's just so exciting to me because every day I just start my day inviting God to take over, right? My thoughts, my words, and my actions. And I just watch all the blessings. God showers me all through the day. And I write it down sometimes, but sometimes I don't have time to write it all down. But I can have 50 or 60 things to be grateful for. Because we think about what's wrong with our bodies, right? Or what's wrong with our lives or the world. We like to look out there. I'm not doing that so much anymore. I kind of like looking here, but I don't need to be looking at what's wrong with me either. So I just give thanks. How am I doing? Oh, I'm doing okay. I just need to look and see, like, these simple things. We've talked about this before, but, I mean, that I'm breathing, that you're here. We all got here. Yes. Wasn't easy to get here tonight. I ran into an accident. It was stopped, and I thought, how am I going to get here? But, you see, God got me here. So I just give thanks, and I invite God to be with me on the drive, and, you know, to drive the car and to get me here safely, and to speak through me, and to do whatever God wants done. Because we all were created in God's image and likeness. God is in every one of us. God just radiates from all of us. And that's what we're here to let happen, is to let that light, that presence of God, just radiate out from us. And if you will, lift up this suffering world. I mean, I'm still hearing people just, they're just so upset about everything. And it's like, take your focus off of the difficulty. This is the golden key, by the way. And put it on God. Look for God in everybody and everything, every second of every day, and that's what you'll find. So, I haven't been using the mic, but I hope you heard me. Did anybody not hear me? Okay. Anyway, my heart just, I mean, I just can't even tell you the joy I feel every day. Like, Sunday after church, my son said, I'm over at this lake off in Research Park off of 94. You want to come? And I went and stood at that lake. It was just him and me. There was nobody else there. Can you imagine on Sunday, that beautiful day? That expanse of that water and the sky and all of that, I was just transported. You know, and I just, my cup overflowed because Todd invited me. Then he came over and helped us move all kinds of things and helped me clean out the garage and pick up the basement after we had water in it. And God just keeps blessing me all the time because I'm looking for that. I'm looking for the ways that God is blessing me. I'm not, by the way, I still have aches and pains. I still have fear and I can get caught up in that. And I do get caught up in that because I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. But as soon as I remember to turn my attention away from that and invite God to take over, God rushes right in. So we're just waiting for the invitation. So I did it. I'm under 5 minutes. So bless you all.
Before
Can I take a picture, do you all?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I got all of you, but it's good. Thanks.
Thanksgiving greeting, Unity family. I'm going to start like Vernetta and ask the question, is there anybody that does not know Charles Schulz and Peanuts? We have four frames. In the first frame, Lucy is praying diligently at bedside on her knees. Frame two, she scampers off. Frame three, she's now in the kitchen getting her cereal. It was breakfast prayers. She's now getting her cereal to join Linus, who is already eating at the table. And so she all of a sudden begins speaking and she says, I was praying for greater patience and understanding, but I quit. And Linus is like this. And then as she gets to the table and sits down with him, she says, I was afraid I might get it. In a way, that's kind of us. Sometimes we feel like something in our life needs to be dealt with God. And so we know where to trust and believe, etc. But do we really believe in the three O's? Do we really believe in an all-knowing, everywhere present? All-powerful God. Well, we can get a good start with tomorrow's daily word affirmation. And it is, I am thankful for my many blessings. Very simple. I am grateful for my many blessings. Okay. If you're in agreement with that, will you affirm that with me?
I am grateful for my many blessings.
You know, you did a pretty good job. Let's go another octave up together.
I am grateful for my many blessings.
You did well, but I think the third time's a charm. Let's go. For your many blessings. Okay, now I want you to turn to someone quickly, just find someone, and you're going to say to them, because you're going to affirm what you already said, and you say, you are grateful for your many blessings. Go.
You are grateful for your many blessings.
Okay, and you need to do it again to cover the territory. Again.
You are grateful for your many blessings.
Good, that's three times.
You are grateful for your many blessings.
Well, then, if we have reached this point, now we definitely want a collective Christ consciousness in this church of light, and so it's got to be, we are grateful for our many blessings.
We are grateful for our many blessings. We are grateful
to, oh, give thanks to the Lord, yes. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. God truly is blessing you now. Praise God. Bless you all, friends.
In a special song from the Unity South Singers. This is kind of a medley of two songs. It starts off with a song that I wrote, Affirmation of Life, which is truly a musical affirmation. I wrote it when I really needed to hear these words and was just kind of taking life minute by minute. And trying to see the good in that moment that I was in. And we're going to take that into day by day, minute to minute, day by day. It makes sense. And we have a guest singer joining the Unity South Singers this evening, the wonderful Brian Clark. I don't think I told him about the first one, so he may want to wait till the second one.
And
Perhaps we can dim the lights just a little bit. And I'd like to invite all of you to join me on a journey. I'd like to ask you to just please close your eyes if you're willing, or you may keep them open. And just settle comfortably into your space. Feeling your muscles relax. Feeling all of the distractions of the day just flying away. As you settle in, you've decided you'd like to take a journey. So we're going to begin a quest. A quest for that which is what is going to enrich us. What is going to help us see our authentic self. So you begin the day taking a walk out your door, and you feel the firmness of the ground beneath you. And you're so grateful for the legs that move you, the energy, the strength, the life to begin this quest. It takes you by the beach. And you hear the waves coming into the beachfront. One wave after another. You taste the salt in the air. You hear the seagulls, the birds. And you are in awe. Just awe of the beauty that surrounds you. You feel the sand between your fingers and you stop to pick up a seashell. And you toss it back into the water. And as you continue your journey, you are so grateful for the nature that surrounds you. You are so grateful for your sight and your hearing. The sense of being part of that nature and being in awe. The journey continues. You walk in silence and you just feel so at peace. The warmth of the sun continues to follow you. And suddenly you reach the home of a dear friend. She comes to the door and greets you with a smile that just warms your heart. She gives you a hug and you feel loved. And then she invites you in to share a cup of tea. And you taste the sweetness of the honey. And you both just sit and talk. And you tell her of your journey. The quest. The air has started to chill, and she gives you a warm sweater that just hugs you like an angel. And as you leave and say your goodbyes,
You continue on your journey, giving so much thanks and gratitude for the gifts of kindness, compassion, caring, and friendship. And you continue on in silence, holding all that's dear, and you begin to see with your mind's eye. You begin to feel your heart just opening. You feel as if you're in a sacred space of oneness. And as you continue on, this bright light just brings your eyes upward. You feel it, you see it. And you know this is spirit, this illumination. Opens my heart to the goodness of God. So once again, you sit in the silence. You feel the presence of oneness with the divine. And with God's presence, you give thanks for the gifts of peace, joy, love, and life. You take a deep breath in, and that spirit flows throughout your body. Your heart vibrates. Your hands tingle. And you know that your quest is to always be one with spirit. So as you hold this thought in your eyes, mind, in your heart space, you come back to the awareness of now, breathing in that energy and breathing out anything that will block your path to God's goodness.
Thank you. And it's a circle, a never-ending circle. So if you take your gifts in your hands, and just let your energy penetrate it for a moment. Think about all the sources from where they came. And this is an opportunity for you to quietly give thanks for those places. God is good and all the time. And we have been richly provided. God is the source. So we take our gifts in our hands and let's bless it with the prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. And as they're collecting, I said I was going to do a little dance up here. But I changed my mind. I would like to pass out a few thank yous. I want to give thanks to all those who prepared the fellowship for us downstairs today. It's going to be wonderful. I know it. I smell something right now. And I want to thank Marcia. Marcia, who led us through the meditation, she's in the leadership program, so soon I'll have her up here speaking, so I'm looking forward to that day. But we want to thank Marcia for coming up. And when I mentioned the meditation, she said, well, is there something I can do? I said, well, would you like to do the meditation? She was so eager. I said, ooh, an opportunity. I better find some more things for her to do.
Anything for you.
Oh, we're so grateful. How about the choir? You love the choir? Yeah. And Mitzi. Yeah. And the grateful Brian dropped in to see us. Yeah. And him up here about now. All right, so we're so grateful for all these gifts that have been so willingly given. And we take nothing for granted, dear Spirit. We're grateful for each and every place that they have traveled through. We're grateful for one another. We're grateful for just being able to come and fellowship together. So for these gifts, we just say thank you for the giver, for we know that they have come from the heart. And for this and all things, not only the gifts, but the love and the peace and the joy that's in the room, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Now we'll have more music.
I am so blessed.
So what a blessing it is to gather here tonight with our greater unity communion. Can't you just feel the positive energy in this room? It is just amazing. And thank you to Unity Church of Life for all you've done to prepare. It's all wonderful. And thank you for the Unity Singers. You all are great. And aren't our amazing, aren't our Unity area leaders absolutely amazing? Story about a very wealthy father whose goal it was to teach his son to be more grateful for his many blessings. So the father got the idea that he would take the son to a farm nearby that was inhabited by a family that was known to be extremely poor. So they spent several days and nights on the farm. And on the way home, the dad said to him, "Well, son, did you see how those poor people lived?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, I did, Dad. I did. I saw that we have a pool that reaches to our garden, and they have a creek that never ends. We have imported twinkling lights from all over the world, and they have all the stars of the night sky. We live in a gated community to protect us. They have friends and neighbors that protect them. We buy our food, they grow theirs. We have servants, but they serve others. Thanks for taking me there, Dad." It really helped me understand what being rich really means. And isn't it true that it's all a matter of perspective? What we call good and what we call not so good are all a matter of perspective. It's been said, I think somebody said this last year and I wrote it down, I stole it, I don't know who said it. It has been said that the blessings worth counting are not in possessions, but in perceptions, the way we perceive things. And Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore told us, pronounce every experience good, and by that mental attitude, you will call forth the good. Okay, I know we're really good Unity students here, but every experience, really every single experience? I mean, how do we see good when a loved one is diagnosed with a serious illness? How do we see good in the country right now that is so polarized and there's so much social and racial injustice going on? How do we see good beyond our shores when there's war in the Ukraine and war in the Middle East? The thing is, expressing gratitude is a spiritual practice. It's really about more than giving thanks for blessings received. Emily Cady wrote, "Thanksgiving is the soul's recognition of its relationship with God." That's what Thanksgiving really is. Isn't that a great quote? You have to give Emily Cady credit, not me, but anyway. So the thing is, and we all know this, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we realize that those temporary conditions that are showing up in our outer lives are not the whole picture. Jesus told us, "You are in the world, but you are not of the world." And we know, and it's been said already this evening several times, that perfect divine energy that we call spirit or God or divine mind or whatever your name for it is, expresses fully at every single point in the universe. Hard for us to get our human heads around that. That means it expresses fully in each one of us. So we know that we can always turn our pivotal souls from anything that's disturbing us, any challenges, to a greater truth of divine ideas. And those divine ideas will bring us infinite possibilities of more goodness. I will never forget when my husband, my late husband, was first diagnosed with a very invasive cancer. And after I could breathe, the very first thought that popped in my head, it was like a billboard, it was like I saw it in writing. I said to myself, "Jan, now it's the time to live the truth you know." And I believe right now in our world, it's our time to live the truth we know. And it's not always easy. The truth is, there is no place, there's no spot where God is not, right? We had a prayer chaplain many years ago who used to say, "You know, God is in the muck." God didn't cause the muck, but God is in the muck. And so a consciousness of gratitude allows us to discover the goodness in the midst of chaos. And knowing that there are powers within us that are greater than the powers in the world, we can ask ourselves two questions. One, what is this situation calling me to be? Which of my powers is it calling me to bring forth? And secondly, what is it calling me to do?
And knowing that and praying that, we will be guided into whatever action we need to take. So gratitude, like prayer, is causative energy. We know that. And in unity, we understand that where our attention goes, what happens? Energy flows. That's right. Energy flows. And so a consciousness of gratitude for all that is helps us know our oneness with God and all humankind, no exception, and to realize our inner and interconnectedness. That's what I feel so strongly in this room tonight. Jesus told us, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine. And so today, in the midst of outer divisiveness, hatred, and violence, we cannot afford to dwell in darkness or to cast shadows. Martin Luther King told us that only light can drive out the darkness, and only love can drive out the hate. And so we are on this earth to be that love and light of God. Is that something to be thankful for? I would say it is. So may we all just set this intention right here, right now, to let our magnificent light shine, knowing that our connected points of light will illuminate and heal the world. For this, we are so grateful. Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't have a clock, and I was trained as an attorney, and as an attorney, we charge by the word. And if you do appellate practice, they have this little light, and it says, whoops, your time is almost up. I don't have a light up here, and I'm the last speaker. How can I build or say anything that hasn't been said? Well, I get paid. Reverend Karen, I am grateful for my many blessings. Every speaker that has spoken tonight has spoken the truth that we know. Sisters and brothers of unity, we are needed. God is needed. Truth is needed more now than ever before in our lifetimes. You got to be careful, though. Everybody has said you got to be careful what you pray for. Because what you pray for, you get. And I am thankful for one major thing this year. When I have prayed, I have gotten answers. They just weren't necessarily the answers that I was expecting. I prayed for faith. And I was given so many chances to take a risk. I prayed for imagination. And I was led into a world of challenges that it's going to take creativity to solve those challenges. I prayed for strength, not just in body, you can tell that, but I've been afforded so many innumerable instances to exercise my values, my principles, my character. And I don't see those challenges going away anytime soon. I've prayed for understanding and divine order in its magnificence. Time and time and time again have afforded me opportunities. They are just abound around me to listen, to deeply share with another human being, for discovering that new perspective, to be able to literally step in the shoes of a person that I have very little in common, and a lot of times, frankly, I don't agree with anything of what they're telling me. But listening and empathy that's what I was given. I prayed for love. And I have been given occasions to give love from that center, from that Christ. And I'm going to say it here. I've said it in South, and you guys have heard it before. I see it in the Tam Christ, not just Jesus Christ, Tam Christ, and Vernetta Christ, Karen Christ, Jan Christ. All of us have that Christ within, and we are all called right here, right now. Because you see, these opportunities, these chances, whatever you want to call them, they're gifts. They're the gifts that life brings, like you sang in the song. They're grace. They are unearned. They're undeserved. We're just given these opportunities, these graces. All we have to do, as Reverend Jan said, we just got to accept them and ask the questions. What is mine to do? I am grateful for the life and the wisdom to embrace it. Right here, right now. There's no other place I'd rather be. And as a Canadian citizen, I can be someplace else. I choose to stay here with my brothers and sisters, with my chosen family. Grateful for the life and wisdom. Thankful, very thankful that my prayers have been answered, and thankful for our unity movement. Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
All right. Love that.